A Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee has recommended the authorization of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. That endorsement will now be considered by the full FDA, which could announce its decision within days. And next week, the CDC is expected to make its own recommendation. The vaccine dose for children would be one-third the amount given to those ages 12 and over, administered in two shots given 3 weeks apart. Starting next year, cruise ships will no longer be required to follow the strictest COVID-19 guidelines in U.S. waters. That's according to the CDC. On January 15th next year, cruise companies will be able to choose the COVID regulations they want to enforce. Just under a year ago, an order was issued that required 95% vaccination of passengers on U.S. cruise ships. That measure was due to expire on November 1st, but was extended until January 15th. This move part of efforts to gradually reopen the U.S. to international tourists. And Uber drivers may be getting some of those Teslas that were bought by Hertz in that big deal signed earlier this week. In a new exclusive deal, Hertz will give Uber drivers access to up to 50,000 Teslas. They'll be offering a preferred weekly rental rate for unlimited miles. Uber will incentivize drivers in turn with $1 a ride for using electric vehicles and 50 cents to each rider who chooses that option. At the same time, Hertz is getting rid of some of its legacy fleet. It's going to sell cars it no longer wants through a deal with online car marketplace Carvana, which will earn a commission. Those Tesla shares, they just keep going up. Hertz, which trades over the counter, also going up. Uber taking a little bit of a hit, but Carvana also to the upside today. So a lot of moving parts here for Hertz as it remakes itself post-bankruptcy.